we could move all these ag leases in one item. If you want to just give us an overview, they're all finals. Sure. And I think we could just get a motion that would say, you know, move as proposed by the department for Blackleaf, Isaac Homestead, and Amelia. But let's get an overview, a quick overview first.
Okay, first one up is a renewal of the grazing lease on the Blackleaf WMA. That's about an 11,000 acre WMA in Region 4, located right along the Rocky Mountain front, just west of Bynum in Teton County. With this particular grazing project, the WMA is managed into a four pasture system, with grazing occurring in only one of the pastures each year, and the other three are rested. So no areas graze more than once every 4 years. And just in case I didn't mention it, so this would be a renewal for a four-year period. So it would be through one full cycle. The primary purpose of the system is to maintain vigor, palatability, attractiveness, and structural diversity of vegetation for the benefit of wildlife, with the secondary benefit of helping maintain strong relations with local producers. This particular grazing system has been in place since 2002. It's had some pretty good monitoring as part of that, and that monitoring has demonstrated that the grazing is meeting the intended objectives. Grazing would occur between June 1 and August 31 each year on one of those four pastures, and would be a maximum of about 1,500 animal unit months, AUMs. EA was prepared on this lease renewal and distributed through our normal channels. We received three comments. One was in support, and the other two didn't express an opinion. As part of the project, the leasee will pay the private land grazing lease rate for the lease unless they agree to do all of the maintenance and on the fencing and structural infrastructure related to the lease, in which case it'd be half that. An additional benefit of this particular project is the leasee, the Pollock Ranch, will allow public hunting on their 7,000 acre private ranch, and that public hunting access will be incorporated into the lease. Under that agreement, the access will be by permission only on a first come, first served basis. This has been this setup has been in place for multiple years and has worked really well and is supported by the region. So with that, we would look for your approval of renewing that lease. Any questions on that one? Okay. The next one is in Region 7. It's renewal of the Isaac Homestead Wildlife Management Area farming lease. Under this proposal, we are seeking final approval to continue the farming lease on the Isaac Homestead WMA for a five-year term. Farming occurs on a portion of the WMA that's been farmed well before the WMA was purchased in 1969. So it's got a history of cultivation on it. When FWP purchased the WMA decades ago, we've just continued the cultivation on those already disturbed areas under a share crop agreement, and we're just proposing to continue that. Under the lease, farming would occur on 345 cultivated acres. Under the agreement, the farmer would be able to take up to 75% of the crop, leaves 25% of the crop standing and any stubble as well through the next spring. The idea with these projects are to provide food and cover primarily for pheasants and white-tailed deer. It's a good agreement or good with relations with the local ag producers as well. Again, we did an EA for the project. It was distributed through the normal channels, and we received no comments on this particular one. So the recommendation is to proceed with another five-year renewal. Any questions on that one?
Mr. Chairman, Ken?
Yeah.
Notice that you don't report the lessee's name. Is there a particular reason you do not disclose that?
None that I'm aware of. If that's something I could get for you, if you're interested.
Thank you.
Okay, last one is Amelia Island Farm Lease. This is a real similar to the Isaac Homestead, just a much smaller basis. So Amelia Island in Region 7 is a 191-acre wildlife management area. The sharecrop agreement and lease would be on 48 acres of that. Again, it was an area that was historically cultivated well before we acquired it in 1980. Leasee would leave about 25% of the crop standing and be able to take up to 75%. The what gets planted and location of that planting is worked out each year with the FWP biologist. So it's, we try and incorporate some diversity into the structure. So it's not just a big square that's left, but patches. Again, EA was prepared and distributed. We received one comment, and that comment opposed the continuation of this lease. They recommended the land be idled. There's a pretty extensive response to that in your packet that was prepared by the region. And basically based on the fact that it's been historically cultivated for decades, it provides a benefit that we're seeking to, again, pheasants and deer primarily. And then concerns about the potential costs or impacts of idling these acres, the recommendation was to proceed as proposed. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions on any of these or look for your approval on any or all of them.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald. Do I have a motion that would capture all three of these proposed leases?
I'll take a stab at it, Mr. Chair. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve the Blackleaf WMA, the Isaac Homestead WMA, and the Amelia Island WMA leases as presented by FWP.
Second that motion.
A motion and second. Are there any specific questions for Ken?
Mr. Chairman, I would have one, and I'm not sure if it's here or in the other CWD area, but during the season setting back in January, a couple questions were asked at meetings. With these plots where we're not harvesting 25% and leaving it for food areas for white-tailed deer, mule deer, pheasants, is that a problem for the congregation of CWD-infected animals?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, I think in anything that congregates animals is going to be a potential problem. But again, the idea here is that it's not a one big contiguous block of, 300 acres of food, but scattered out in the patches to try and provide some fragmentation and some just diversity in the landscape. And so hopefully we're not getting big congregations that lead to the transmission of CWD. It's more of a just an alternative food source in amongst the landscape.
Thank you.
Just Mr. Chair, to follow up, and you said the biologists work with the leasees to plan that out in those areas. So yeah, I'm sure they have that on in their mind.
Yeah, both what gets planted and how what gets left, how that gets distributed across the landscape.
And we do have one comment.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, please identify yourself and where you're from and make your comment.
It's Brad Schmidt, I believe.
Chairman Colton, I was just going to add to Commissioner Stuker's or Commissioner Brower's question. There's enough hunting pressure on these places and they're all along the river corridor, and so those primarily whitetails when we're looking at the CWD question. So those deer are moving through this property onto the neighbors quite regularly with hunting pressure moving them along with food resources. We do attract deer there because of the food resources, but it's not much different in some of the neighboring areas. So we really don't see a cause for concern with an increase because of adding population or increasing numbers of deer.
Thanks, Brad. That's helpful. Anything else from the commission or anybody in the public? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So we're at 10:30. Why don't we take a 15-minute break and we'll resume at 10:45 and we'll kick off with our elk plan process discussion and potential endorsement. So we'll resume at 10:45.
Thank you.